Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not yet beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Not at my house anyway. Sue's got the... Do you have the lights out and the spotlight on the wreath and all that?
No, not yet. I have my inside done, my tree up and decorated, but I don't have my wreaths or my outdoor lights yet. No.
I'm completely confused now because I've been kicked to the curb by Patrick, who is filling in for Kendra this morning, our producer. You got into this side conversation just in the last 5 minutes. Don't try to backtrack now.
It was great.
And we're all talking about the holiday lights. Who puts holiday lights on? And the two of you are at it. And I'm kind of laying back a little bit. And what happened? We got on the whether it was colored lights or the white lights outside.
Yeah. And then Patrick said, I just don't like those icicle hanging lights. Those are really, and I quote, tacky.
Tacky is the word.
And David looks up and he goes, that's what I have.
That's totally what I have. I've got $4,000 worth of icicles.
Moment of the morning.
Well, it might be time to change it up a little bit. I mean, I don't know. I think the white lights on the outside of the house look pretty nice. They're
very
tasteful. They're not garish.
I know. They're not garish. And I can't say I agree with Patrick that they're actually tacky, but I don't love the way that they look in the daytime. Because they're just these white strings hanging down from your roof, where if you have them on your bushes, you can't really notice them in the daytime.
Right.
So they do look a little garish during the day. They look pretty at night, if that helps at all.
It doesn't. Really doesn't help. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Just don't do them this year.
Maybe we change it up.
Do them.
You were saying you do the candle in every window?
I have a candle in every window.
How do you do those where you don't have plugs and battery powered
lights? No, I plug them in. I just got new ones this year. They're awesome. They're sensored. They're electric, but they're sensored. So they're nice and bright. You plug them in. They go on at dawn off at dawn and on at dusk.
Yeah. What... And they have that horrible LED light? Can we talk about that for just a second?
No, it's a soft, white, golden light.
It looks like an incandescent bulb rather than the...
No, it's not the bluish white LED look. No, I don't like that look. I like the soft, golden look.
Every neighborhood has that house that you can see as you turn the corner. You know it's coming because it's got 10,000 lights on
it. It's like Times Square.
It's like Times Square is what it is.
Yep.
Or there's a house that I drive by in Natick. It's on Route 27. If you know that area at all, you may know it. There's actually a sign on the lawn that says, to listen to the soundtrack, tune in to this station. It's like way down low on the educational band or something. And as you're sitting there parked in front of the house, you can tune in and hear a soundtrack that the lights are actually synced to.
Yeah, we have that too in Amesbury. There's a guy that does it every year.
Yeah.
I forget if it's Amesbury or Merrimack. But and then they collect toys for Toys for Tots outside. The cars line up, and every night at 7 o'clock, they do a synchronized Christmas light show.
Nice touch. They turn it into a fundraiser.
Yeah, it's actually really nice.
Yeah.
I don't know how the neighbors feel about it, but it's really nice if you have young kids and you pull up and the kids get in their pajamas,
sure,
like we used to do with our kids. And you just kind of...
For a week or two during December on Friday and Saturday.
That's what I figure.
Get a few extra cars there. That'd be all right.
That's okay.
Well, your decorating tips for the outside of the house for the holidays, we'll take them. I apparently need the help. Thank you very much, Patrick. So
I want to know, do people do inflatables?
Oh, that's
become a thing in the last
those
couple
are the worst.
Santa and the reindeer
those are the
and
worst.
All that out in the front.
Don't do inflatables.
Looks like laundry on the lawn during the day.
Day, it's garish.
In the light of day, it's not as attractive as it is when it's backlit and blown up at night.
It looks like a melted snowman on your lawn. It's
melting,
bad. Don't do it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.